I just want to start off a little like Dharma. This is about the Anamachi of this week's parasha. There's one time the Baron came in, Baron Tucker came in from PCF, Daily Al-Tayra, the Matzah, and Eretz Yisrael. As Panovich Rav asked him to speak in Panovich. After Shtfilah, after Musaf, he asked Aaron to give a Shia Klali, which Kimuvan is unheard of after Tfilah Shachas to give a Shia Klali, but he felt if Aaron is an Eretz Yisrael, how could you not? So he got up and he gave Hakadoma before Aaron spoke. And he read a Medrash in this week's Parsha, Yalkut Shemoini. And it's a big havana and hasaga in Yisrael that we need a lot of chizik in. The Yalkut Shemoini says like this. It says in the mitzvah of Or Aduma is a remez that which was seiref, the Efer HaPara, is keneged the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yavai HaYoyim, and Hashem is going to be seiref the Beis HaMikdash. That which you say with Psara Va'ira is Keneged, that Hashem's going to be Seirif, the Bate Knisios, and the Bate Midrashis, and the Talmide Chachamim, and whoever's in them. And it's something that we've seen throughout the Torah. So Panovich Rav lives through the Holocaust. We used to speak about it a lot, that it's a bechina of Golus, which is still Chai V'Kayim, V'ad HaYoyim. The Iranians plan to do a similar thing, Kiyadua, V'ad HaYoyim. And he says, the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says that which it says, V'lokach es ofar sreifes ha'ara, Zehu of the Shirayim of the Talmidei Chachamim that are left over after the Korban. He closed the Medrash and he went down, and that was the introduction for Rav Aaron Kotler. And we want to add to the words of the Panovich Rav something very powerful. It was not only Rav Aaron Kotler, which did Lakewood in America, there were two other Rosh Hashivas that made it out of Europe. And that was Reb Nochum over here in the Mir, and Reb Shmuel in Panovich. These were people who, all three of them, were Yiluyim in Europe, were Rosh Yeshivas or Magidi Shurim at a very young age. And Hashem took them to make that the Torah should be Mimshach. And Harvey of the Torah that we have now is Mikoyach Oisoi Kilu Shalosh, that they put in the Torah of Reb Shmuel Kiyadua, the Torah of Aaron in Lakewood, and the Torah of Reb Nochum. Just the Torah of Reb Nochum has a different edge to it. Even though now we have a little bit of Shuri Reb Nochum, well, the Iker, it's Nimshach HaYadei's Talmidov, that Kiyadua was Reb Asher. Most listened to Shir in the world on Kol HaLashen is Reb Asher. The notes, Kiyadua, go all over the place. The Shur of Yibarach, who's also a Talmud of Rav Nochum, Mamish is Nimshach, the amount of Svarim that are sold, the amount of Magidi Shurim that cannot use it as a handbook, is not to be counted. As Kilu, the Mabitze Torah that were left over from Europe, and they gave over the Torah and the Surah that kept it going in Klal Yisrael. That's the Kilu, the Lakitis, and the Sreifis of Ofer HaPara, with those three G'dayli Rosh Yeshivas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were other G'daylim that made it out of Europe, who also were huge G'daylim, and they were Choshev Yidni, who then also made it out. But the ones who Roiv Torah of the Beis Medrash that we have are those. Kavimei Advarim Amurim, the Olam doesn't chaf what a schus it is to be able to be loimed Torah in general, but they don't chaf what a schus it is when you're Isaac in Divrei Torah. The Panovich Rav, who was in Europe and saw what Torah was, the godless of Torah, he mamish was putting down for the next door a powerful nekuda. Nowadays, a lot of people, they have their own way of learning. They want to learn on their own, or they're just not interested in learning. it's a nifadig opportunity when you're makasha to the svaris, to the Torah of these people, you're makasha to the shirayim of Torah of the past, you're makasha to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misinai. It's a whole different level of connection to Torah. It's a whole different chibur to Torah. Panovich Rav, who was there before Europe, who was putting down, stretching it a little bit, but the Maisa, it's good once in a while to be rimchazik, the schus we have, the aliyah we have, the kesha we have. But one time that Basila, that Hillel, came late to Shmaya Vavtalia, as he missed the shir, as what did he do? He went on top. To listen from the window on top, and even though it snowed on him, but he didn't care, he couldn't miss a share. As you see, how much they pushed, they went to learn Torah, to understand Torah, to have Havana in a word of Torah, in a Pshat in Torah, in Havana in Rashi, in Havana in a Gemara. It meant something to them. Because they knew what really counts in life is every Havana of Torah counts in life. Every Diyuk in a Gemara, every Pshat in a Rashi. It means something very, very deep. We live in a world where so many other things could have value to us. It's so important to keep the real value in life. The Havana of Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, L'Amkai. Okay, it's a little bit of chizik from the Panovich Rav on the Parsha. Now we could start the sukkah.